I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors to order. Would you please all rise and join Director, Vice President, Mayor in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I guess that's me again. Can we have roll call, please? I'm sorry. It's been a rough week already. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Okay, public comments. No cards have been submitted. Is there anybody out there that wants to say anything on public comments? Not seeing any or hearing any. I will close. Oh, excuse me. I need to. Well, I have an item under public comments. It's a bullet item. It says financial audited statements related to Prop 218 compliance. Why is that? Am I looking at the right thing? Am I looking at minutes?
Your minutes.
Your minutes. Sorry. Hearing no public comments, we'll close public comments. Time for consent calendar, please.
Move approval.
Second.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys. Keep me going here. Any discussion from the public? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Motion carries. Area agency reports. We had a meeting here in the town that we all attended last night, so I imagine that we will not have an area report from the Comprehensive Fire District at this point. It was a good meeting, very informative, and we appreciate them coming out here and taking the time to do that. Veolia, time for your report.
It's taking a little while there.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
All right, for the month of May, first I want to say thanks for everyone who came out for our annual luncheon in May. President Graves there and town staff showed up, so thank you for turning out. We are starting our 8-year partnership with the town, and we continue to look for more success with the town. The month of May, we continue our same practices, almost 3,200 days, almost 155,000 hours. Continue to do safety training on various items, PPEs, knee stress as we get into the hot months. All monthly reports were submitted on time to the water board. All wells are active. Generated a little bit over 93 million gallons. As it may come, the hot season hit us, you can see the water production going up. You can see it starting to climb there on my chart. Reduction, we're still around about 35-36% compared to 2013, so we still are reducing our water, but water demand will be going up. Hypo use, water increase, hypo increases. Wastewater is still running beautifully. We're almost producing drinkable water at the wastewater plant. So well within our parameters. No excursions, all lift stations are running. Treat a little bit over 42 million gallons at the treatment plant. We will begin our collection system, an annual survey of assessments and scheduled flushing TV starting in August. We'll be assessing all manholes and sewer lines with the new rat system. Work orders, staff continues to do a great job on maintaining the equipment. Keeping the backlog to a very minimum, and keep minor call up a little bit. Things are going very well.
Good
question, Brittany. This is just you mentioned that the quality of the water and the effluent that's going out is pretty high quality.
Yes.
So, if and when we move to Title 22 and the use of recycled water, it would seem to me we don't have very far to go in terms of producing water of a quality that could be used for that.
That's correct. It's just decide what we're going to do with it.
Okay.
That's correct.
And get it where it has to go.
Correct, yes.
Thank you.
Storing it somewhere and getting it where it needs to go.
Bernie, it's funny, I had this on my list to ask you about today, and you've addressed it, but I just want to, for my benefit, because I remember we've had some issues in the past because of the manholes degradation. We had a whole thing down on Cherry Hills, remember, where we had to go in and coat a bunch of manholes that were
yes
being affected by the gases and such. So that's all, how long does that flushing and inspection process take if we're starting it in August?
It takes about 30 days.
Okay.
We can hit all manholes and sewers in about 30 days.
Oh, really? Okay. That's quicker than we used to do it, though.
Yes, because we can do 10 to 20,000 feet.
Oh, okay. There's a difference. Because I'm like, okay, wait a minute, this went on for months last time we did this. Okay, very good, because I'm waiting.
That's why we went with equipment.
Great, fantastic, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Okay, thanks for your report there. Bernie, appreciate it. Okay, presentations. Proclamation 17-04. That would be MAC, I guess.
Indeed, yes.
It's a MAC report.
There you go, thank you. Good evening. Tonight before you is Proclamation 17-04, proclaiming July 2018 as Parks and Recreation Month. Parks make life better. So we are looking for a motion to approve the proclamation.
So make the motion.
Second.
Okay,
we're good. I can second. Any discussion from the public on whether or not parks make life good?
Better.
Better. Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great.
Thank you.
We agree.
Yay.
All right, we agree. And thank you for helping that happen. Business and action items. Number one, we need to open the public hearing for resolution 2018-08.
I'm going to bring our finance director up, Dina.
On June 6th, board meeting, staff presented you with a proposed budget. I've received a few requests to make some minor adjustments to the final budget before adoption, and those changes are, page 12, the removal of the specified contractor's name. On page 13, removal of the specified contractor's name. Page 22, move the general counsel and GM positions. They were aligned together. We kind of moved them around a little bit and created a new org chart. And on page 27, the misspelling of district. That will be corrected. Staff has updated all actuals to date to reflect revenues and expenses through April 2018. And staff would like to request that the final proposed budget be adopted for the fiscal year 18-19. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any public comments with regards to the final draft of the fiscal 18-19 budget? There are not. Council, am I, this is a public hearing. Is there supposed to be something special I'm doing here, or is it just a closed one?
Now, since you've taken public comment, you can close the public hearing. It's a public hearing in this sense is a capital P, capital H,
okay.
Is a notice requirement.
Okay. So I just want to make sure.
It's all. Nothing unique.
Great. Public hearing is closed, and now I would ask for the board to consider the proposal before us.
Move adoption of the 2018-19 budget.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion by the board?
I would just like to thank staff.
Absolutely.
We've powered through this at the board level of the finance committee. And I know from prior lives, it's a Herculean effort to put all those things together. We have a number of enterprises. We have a lot of little cookie jars with money in it for different purposes. And I think the staff did a very nice job on the presentation and getting it all together. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'd like to second that. And I think, you know, I've only been here 2 years. This was better than last year, and I expect next year. Sorry for the expectation.
No, I was going to... That's all I was going to say is over the years now that we've been doing this, it's really, we've refined this down to a really nice document. Thank you. I know it's been a process, and you guys have done a great job. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
I echo those comments too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great job consistently. Thank you.
And did we vote?
Thank you.
Me to vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you, Dina, very much for that. Director's reports. I'll just start for just a brief report on the meeting last night. For the record, that the fire district did come into Discovery Bay, discuss what the challenges that they've been going through. The entire board was present, which I thought that was awesome. So we get to show that support. There was a pretty good turnout from the public, the constituents that showed up, and there was a lot of good questions raised. I thought that personally that the Chief Velmic did a great job at addressing the issues in a very honest and forthright way, and I commended him on that afterwards. Does any of the board want to add anything to that? Go ahead, Bill.
I was just going to say that I too think the Chief has elevated that position to a much higher level, doing a great job in public outreach, and especially going to Sacramento. The thing that I took away from it, this is going to have to be solved locally. There's no magic pin anywhere. And what I'm looking at, it, I did some math, at 75 cents a day per partial, we could have three new stations. So we just need to figure out a way to sell them.
So the only thing I'd add is I truly believe that the presentation by Chief Velmic was outstanding. I think he stuck to the facts. He had a theme in there. He kept on that theme. It was well presented. The unfortunate thing is that there weren't enough people there. I would have expected at least 200 people. That was my expectation, and I counted 45 people total. Wasn't an accurate count, so it's 45 plus or minus. So disappointing on that side, it doesn't mean it's bad. I think that, you know, the message that I'll send back to Chief Velmic, I've got a cell phone now, right? He left it with us last night, is that you got to work harder, you got to get more people. So hopefully Brentwood and Oakley will bring more people in. It's one of the biggest issues we face in this county, and we can't let it just rest. I think he's done a great job bringing the budget into control. He's responding to fires and putting them out, and we've had a few. And I think people are starting to feel like it's okay, and it's really not. The other note that I had mentioned was that I believe that having all five board members from Discovery Bay there was wonderful. I would have liked to see more from the ECCFPD. We had four, maybe five. I lost count on the roll call. And I'll pass that message back to Brian off the dole as well. We've got to definitely kick this one and get it moving. So a great meeting. Yeah. I wish everyone would
be. There was five from there. They barely had four. Yeah. Five of their nine were there.
Well, I think I would mention is that, you know, this is a long, as Chief Velmic mentioned, this is a long road that he's on. He's been on it for a year now. He's doing his presentations throughout the district. On July 19th, there's going to be a kind of a kickoff meeting for the strategic plan. And I don't know how to get the word out, but we should get the word out for people to attend that, because that strategic plan is going to take about 6 months to put together. And I think it's very important that the town of Discovery Bay and any interested citizen, you know, follow those meetings, attend them as they can, and provide the input that they wish.
Yeah, and I think the unfortunate part is, as you pointed out, we all know it's a revenue problem. It's not a spending problem. Yeah. And there's only certain ways we can get revenue. Unfortunately, there are people out there that are disrupting the waters in order to keep a revenue bond from passing. And there's just no other solution. You got to have more money. Where are you going to get more money? So I think that's what we'll find out on the 19th. I think that will become obvious, and hopefully we'll get a better response from the public. But Chris, do you have something?
I just want to say the public needs to get involved. It's really clear out for the presentation. It's a local initiative, and so we will all need to take ownership of that. And I encourage our neighbors to come to these meetings. It was disappointing not to see 200 or 300 of our neighbors there, and the ones that need the protection. So anyway, I appreciate it, and good job.
And I just want to recognize that Sandy's here tonight. She's on the fire district board, and want to thank you for being here tonight.
Can I say something as well?
Sure, come on up.
In addition to the strategic planning on July 19th, the survey will be going out, and if we can get some assistance from the town to get that, blast that out to the community, it would be lovely. You can do it on the computer, or we can also hand deliver or mail it as well.
We'll let staff make their recommendation on. We have several ways of reaching the public, but we'll just let staff work with your group, or with you, or with whoever. Mike, is that?
Thank you.
Yeah, just have the chief contact me and or Ross, and we'll work it out.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
And again, thank you for coming out here and doing that. We appreciate that. Manager report. Anything from you, Virgil?
Just that Bernie's already said that you, for last month, you had a 35% reduction in your water, and that we're continuing with the reduction. For 2017, we did not go above any 2013 number. We always had a reduction. And I think the water meters are a big part of that as well, putting that into play as reduced, and people are watching what they spend, even though it may be inexpensive for some of them. Well, theirs it is very expensive. So anyway, we are doing very good as a community on the reduction of water.
Well, I can just say personally that I got up in the middle of the night and I heard water running. I thought it was my neighbors, because you know I live in a condominium complex, so we have common plumbing walls, right? And then in the morning after I heard they left, I still heard it and realized that it was my toilet. It was the plunger wasn't coming up quite high enough to turn it off, so I had to make a little adjustment. But I just feared a phone call from you telling me that I had a leak, so I immediately fixed it.
That's good. All right. I wasn't able to give my report on the.
I apologize. I moved off the director's report too quickly. I apologize.
No problem. We, Bill, Director Steele and I attended the Parks and Rec meeting today. We got an update on the pool progress. Permit has been pulled, so progress will start on time. It was September is when we're going to do that. They're going to upgrade the Ravenswood Park play structure. The discussion on the front entrance, we're going to go out for RFPs to get some numbers on those. And Matt presented us with a green play update. He's got a potential funding source action plan. Doesn't require anything of the board this time. He's just going to monitor options that come through based on our last discussion on that. And we got an update on pause on the parade. And it's been a discussion on how to take those funds, so they're going to take staff are recommending they take whatever funds you get for the dog park rate in half for different types of improvements. So we're very pleased with the progress they're making.
I'm sorry, thank you very much, Bill. Were there any other director reports that I neglected to make time for?
I have two quick ones.
Go ahead.
First off, the finance committee did meet and discuss the budget, which was presented tonight. Good job by the staff. We also spent some time discussing opportunities for developing solar energy at the wastewater treatment plant. So,
good.
Looked at some numbers, we need some dollars to go with the kilowatts, but we're making some progress there. On a fun note, I met with the Discovery Bay Garden Club the other day. Mm-hmm. As you know, we have our little butterfly plants out there, and they released a dozen butterflies out into the wild, so hopefully we'll see butterflies here at the community center.
The new San Juan Capistrano.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you for that. Anybody else? Let me just make a comment on Director Peace's report with Park and Rec and the pool and that. And I had an opportunity to spend some time at a friend's house with a couple of people. I can't, for the life of me, I remember their first name, but I can't remember. Carrie and Steve, but I can't remember their last name. And they have two kids that swim in the otters. And they said there's 125, 130 kids that are participating in that. And I wasn't aware that it was that. I know it's an expense. It's been a thorn in our side, kind of, because of the expenses going along. But it's doing tremendous things for the youth of our community here. And when you think about that many of a 13,000 resident, you know, population city, that's pretty awesome. So thank you for working hard. Thank you guys for staying on top of the pool. I think it's an important asset that we need to try to maintain here. Of course, they wish they had a bigger pool that they could host, because everyone's an away game for them. But I said this. Just we're kind of keeping the one we have going. So
the volunteers can donate funds, and once we reach a million, we'll be able to build it.
That's on the record. Thank you. Any other management reports? Any reports from anybody that I missed? Okay, general manager report.
Okay, I'm going to start with number two first and remind you that July 4th we will not be having a meeting due to the Independence Day holiday.
That's disappointing.
Yes. However, I'm going to follow it up with a feel-good moment. We're going to give you your 20-year anniversary event shirts, so I'm going to step down here and do that, along with some new name badges that we had made up that we'd expect you to wear at the event, because we're going to give you 70 commemorative pins to hand out, and at the event we're going to tell people to get a commemorative pin. You have to find a board member and get a pin from a board member, and then that way they can learn who their board members are, and it gives you a chance to interact with the people that attend there. If you have pins left over, We'll also be giving them out in the historical museum room over here, so you can just bring them in with any of those left over. Also, parking, we're going to have a VIP section in the parking lot, which is going to be the north side. So when you come in, just identify who you are and you'll be able to park in the VIP section. So, and we're going to start the VIP event stuff, dignitaries and all that, right at noon. So we're going to put you right up on stage, just to let you know.
The hours again for the event are?
Well, the hours for the event are, the important hours are 11 to 2, okay, because that's when Veolia will be feeding us.
Okay.
But the...
That's all I wanted to know.
I know. But for the rest of you, at noon, the presentations. But we're also going to have a band that starts at 1:30 that goes to 3:30, then another band that goes from 4 to 6. So the event actually goes from 11 till 6.
Okay.
And then moving. So with that, I'll give you your shirts.
I hope these are fine. You can help me out here.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
And okay, I guess this goes to Rod as a contributor to
the event. Well, thank you very much.
I don't think anybody's going to miss that it's our 20th anniversary on Ocean.
No, they're not. It's a bright.
I don't have to identify myself as the person on the bag when I give it out?
Well, no, but I have to give you a name tag.
Give me Director Pease's name tag.
I want my name tag to match my bag stuff. Very nice.
Let me tell you, Sue Heinle did an amazing job of this. And she worked very hard on these things, and as you can see, I think she did a very quality job, and hopefully the event will run as smooth as this has. So that concludes my report.
Well, thank you for all that fun stuff, and we look forward to all of us. So we're all going to be there. We all look forward to being there. When is it? When am I going to be there?
You will be there Saturday at noon.
This Saturday?
This Saturday.
Oh, good.
I'll be at 8 in the morning.
Fantastic. Okay. Correspondents received to show future agenda items. Anything that anybody wants to bring up at this time? Hearing none. Meeting's adjourned.